This recording, France 13, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a super private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I was born in Lyon, in the southeast of France, in 1993. I lived there around 13 years before moving to Nantes, in the northwest. When I was young, I started to learn to play the guitar, and I also did a lot of sports like horse riding, ice skating, climbing, and gymnastic. When I arrived in Nantes, I decided to learn handball, and I also tried the Aikido. But then I preferred to start Thai boxing, which was more interesting and more dynamic. I have one sister, older than me, and two little brothers. What I really miss from Lyon is the Festival of Lights, which happens every year on the early of December. And during this festival, in the evening, every people light up some candles to the windows. There are also light animations on historic monument in the city. And during the night, I was walking through the city with my my parents to see all the light of the city. En toute chose, il y a rythme. Dans le cas particulier du rythme de la tactique, on ne peut l'atteindre sans s'exercer. Si l'on regarde autour de soi, on constate que l'existence du rythme est claire dans la danse, la musique et les instruments de musique. Lorsque le rythme domine, l'exécution est bonne.